Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting, un-American behavior is 1 year in prison or a $10,000 fine or both. Anyone making a sick, submersive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under edict number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Welcome back to another episode of The Inhuman City on WGXC 90.7 FM, Hudson, New York, Greene and Columbia Counties. This is WGXC, great radio for open ears. This is a monthly program where we play songs and sounds and tell campfire stories. This is the June episode, No King episode. Currently listening to John Hassell, the surgeon of the night sky. So stay tuned for an hour of the program, La Ville Inhumaine, right here on WGXC. Thank you for listening, and stick around for the next 56 minutes.
Thank you. tree fell right in front of me, and I didn't hear. I used to be a narrator for Bad Mimes. I live in a house that's on the median strip of the highway. Nice grassy area, I like it. The only thing I don't like about it is when I leave my driveway, I have to be going 60 miles an hour. I have a microwave fireplace. I can lay down in front of the fire for the evening in 8 minutes. Sometimes you can't hear me, it's because sometimes I'm in parentheses. Thank you. When I was a baby, I kept a diary. Recently, I was rereading, and it said, day one, still tired from the moon.
Thank you. Don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on. And this world keeps on turning. Let's just be glad we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head on my pillow. Sweet babe, hold your warm, tender body close to mine. The whisper of the raindrops grow softly against my window. hey, darling.
Baby,
believe you love me.
Baby,
one more time. Love of the times. I'll get along, and I'm sure to find another. Baby, please remember, I'll be here. I'm gonna stay right here. You should ever find me, yeah. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever.
Thank you.
It's never too late to leave if you wanna stay. If you wanna stay, maybe. Thank you.
Thank you. rounds. 1B, try to go. Send in not buying the bullshit. Career over. Anything goes. Memory tape. Look for memory tape. Oh, family friend. Playback now. Phase it now.
Funny since they've landed, though. They weren't the little suckers we thought they were. They turned out to be 8 feet tall and black, and they were pissed.
Thank you. I'm still in love. Shut up in love with you, yeah. I know that I'm still in love. Shut up in love with you, babe. When I look in your eyes, all the years I see me loving you and you loving me, but it seemed to me that I'm wrapped up in your love. Don't you know that I'm still.
You've been listening to WGXE 90.7 FM. This is the Inhuman City, La Ville Inhumaine. We're going to be going for another 13 minutes, so keep those requests coming and we will bring you the hits. This is WGXE coming right out of Hudson. So thank you for listening to this program. We got a little bit longer for you. Up next is Kelsey McGowan, followed by Tennyson Caruso. And then we'll bring you some of the chart-topping songs from Red Moment Chance. And after that, we have something from Tuxedo Moon, so stay with us.
awesome!
Waiting in the anteroom of Dr. Haldanish's psychiatric office. In a few moments, Dr. Haldanish will release his last patient. We've asked for him to give us this hour to discuss with him his new methods in treating psychotic patients. Oh, the door is just opening now, and the patient is just leaving. And we're going into Dr. Haldanish's office now. The patient... That was the patient leaving...
I should have wanted not in here again. You hear me? I don't want her in here for any money, for anything. I don't want that lady in here again. Excuse me.
Doctor, I have an appointment. Yes, I do. I'm paying for this hour.
Oh, are you from the presses?
Yes.
I'm Charlie.
Sir, Dr. Haldanish, you just told your nurse not to allow your patient back.
I can't take it. I can't. She spoke filthy. Filth! Filth! I'm not my house.
Just a moment. You are a psychiatrist.
That's right, accredited.
Yes, so what school?
I'm not a doctor, I'm accredited.
Meaning what?
I mean that the certain people have said you're credible. You are all right.
But you are a doctor.
No, not in the legal sense.
Well, you have the word D. Oh, it's not doctor.
No.
D-C-R.
Yeah, it's
doctor.
Doctor. Very close. You don't get close, I'm a doctor.
Well, Dr. Haldane, Dr. Haldane.